Hello and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, episode 21. Looks like we made it. Today I'm joined by David Rees.
Hello, you all right?
Thomas Cooney.
Hello.
Max Smith.
Hello there.
And Joe McGrath, who is... He's just doing what he wants these days, and who can stop him? So, yesterday, Dave, Tom and myself, we were joined by Ryan Locke and James Ormrod.
Great of, friends of the podcast.
You know, catfishing fame. We went to Alton Towers to film the a scene for a sketch, which is out now. Go and watch it, please. Yeah. Not right now, because you'll miss out on
a lot of
an
stuff.
Hour of really great content. So we went to Alton Towers. It was busy.
It was.
Very busy.
Was it?
Too busy.
Yeah.
For the most part.
And yeah. It was pointed out as we pulled up into the car park. Oh, it's the summer holidays.
I just realised.
Yeah. It's been the summer holidays for, the last 4 months?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's been for you, mate. Working for this guy.
Was there, safety precautions you had to take? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, they took our temperature.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were barcoding me.
Yeah.
I've never been. Joe McGrath used to go with school. And so you'd always get the coach to the entrance. So I never park. And it was like a 25-minute walk to the entrance.
I had to get Uber.
I had to go for a wee. Yeah.
Ridiculous. Oh, awful. You had to hold it in for the whole journey, didn't you?
Yeah. And then, went for a wee and I heard a family walking near the trees. God. Pop it back in. Who am I kidding? Anyway, Alton Towers. Went on loads of rides. Not to begin with, it was painful.
It was.
Stuck in an aquarium.
Oh, And we got told off by three different people, right?
Mostly two Scottish people
yeah. And one girl.
Two out of three.
Literally a girl.
Scottish people can't be.
What's their problem?
But we was chewing up for a ride, like this little boat ride. It was the most awkward thing, because me, Tom and Ryan were the only adults with no kids.
And one of them was wearing a wig, glasses and a helmet.
Special.
Tom is dressed up for the sketch. We should point that out.
Yeah, yeah. And we kept walking in, thinking nothing of it. You got the arrows pointed out, but they've got them arrows pointed out in Tesco and Sainsbury's. Yeah. And no one listens to them.
But you're keeping a natural distance of a metre anyway, but the arrows are like 3 metres. Yeah. So some people are wanting to stay on the arrows, though it's...
Are you thinking that they looked at Tom and went, we need to get another few metres away from that
boy? I'm here with my kids.
I'm surprised you weren't fast-tracked with this guy. Because of how you were dressed up.
This is a fast-track to fun, isn't it?
So we got told off by that Scottish person, because he's like, can you go back? Well, he did it quite nicely. He was quite respectful about it. It was like, excuse me, mate.
Yeah, the Loch Ness Monster.
Exactly,
on his
And Bigfoot, surprisingly.
It was out of the sun.
And then we went into the sea life, and she was a right bitch.
I didn't realise that, because the aquarium's quite long, and I didn't realise that each spot, the 2 metres, was a different viewing point.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
So you were literally stuck in the queue, and there was no way back out, so you just had to wait for ages to get out. Thankfully, we told them we felt sick and we got taken out.
But like, there's one spot per bit of aquarium.
There's only one.
So even if the aquarium, even that bit's like, kind of circumference of like 5 metres, and two people could, there's one spot.
Yeah.
So that first bit, they were on one spot. We saw a gap where we could stay away from them. We went to it, but it was like, what are you doing? Yeah. Get back on your spot.
Oh,
terrible.
Man.
Yeah.
Don't
go out.
Anyway, the games at Alton Towers, they're frustrating. Because... there was a bit where Tom was trying to win a prize, and there's one where you throw a ball at a backboard and it's got to land in the box.
Obviously, it just
keeps bouncing over that distance. But there's a red line, and if you hit the red line or below, you don't win. So Tom threw it, looked like it won. I was like, yes. Anyway, hit the red line. Anyway, we sort of laughed, and I was like,
what a joker.
There's poppycock.
We had it recorded.
Yeah, watching it back.
Went to VAR.
It may have hit the red line, but it was very close. Mm. You know, it was touch and go.
Some people take their jobs far too seriously.
He could have just given,
They've got Alton Towers money, they can get more presents.
What was your favourite ride?
Mine, probably Oblivion, or that Air one.
Yeah.
Air, no longer Air, it's Galactica.
Galactica, that's the one, sorry.
Get off your high horse, Alton Towers.
It'll always be Air to me.
That's nice.
Yeah, I felt like you were flying on that one.
It really did.
I like a ride that goes down. So for that,
you love me then.
Oblivion.
And this
that's,
has been
that's Peak worth a round of
applause. Episode 21 with Peaks.
Yeah, so probably Oblivion, I'd say. Yeah. I like that one. That was good.
I love Oblivion, but I was holding a GoPro to film Tom, so I was so concerned about dropping the GoPro that I completely forgot to focus on the ride, and it was a breeze. If anyone's frightened, just hold something really expensive. on Rita, I was so cautious of going on Rita because
sorry, what?
So Rita's just it's really quick. So you get on it, and it's like 60 miles an hour pretty much from the off. So last time I went on it, I got whiplash. So this time I'm sat there with the GoPro on Tom. There's a girl waiting to go on next. And just as it's about to go off, she goes, "He's going to drop that GoPro." And then I literally go like that, like sort of lean forward and look at her. And then it just goes, and you can see the footage. Well, it's not in the video. Yeah.
Well, I was going to hold it, like, but I didn't trust myself. I bottled it and gave it to Stephen.
What was amazing? Tom's wig stayed on for all the rides.
And,
like,
and glasses.
In Oblivion, so I was obviously worried about the GoPro just because of the G-force of going down.
Yeah.
And obviously I had a wig. Did I have glasses on for that one?
I think so, yeah.
So obviously these shit glasses that are kind of... Yeah, and this wig, and they both stayed on, but my mask didn't. My mask came off.
Wow.
I completely forgot about holding the wig because it just you're just forced back in your seat.
Yeah.
You've done well out of those wigs.
Yeah, I really have.
Yeah.
Not that you know about them, Max. No. One day I'll let you wear one.
What's your favourite ride, Steam?
I love the it's just novelty, isn't it, going that way? And Oblivion, I completely missed what was going on.
What about you, Tom?
Nemesis for me.
Nemesis. Yeah. It was a bit joltery, that one.
Yeah.
Well, you can't get your bearings on it. It's just constant movement in different directions. So
yeah, true. Don't know where you are.
It's a hell of an experience. Mm.
True that.
Tell you what was embarrassing on one ride. My seat didn't come up. And the woman sort of struggled to get it over my ears. And I stood up and hit my head on the ride in front. Terrible. Anyway, that was Alton Towers. On to our topic for today, which is money. Let's begin with Max Smith.
Hello.
Most money you've spent in sort of one go.
I think it was the PC.
The plastic cock.
Oh, yeah. Moulded to my own design. Should have been really cheap, to be honest with you. Just some fucking scraps we found on the floor.
You're welcome, lady.
After we did the tour, somebody gave us a bit of money, not naming names, and I bought a PC. That was a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's done me well.
Yeah.
It's treated me kindly over the years.
Roughly, how much was this PC?
So, all in all, about $6,000.
What?
Bloody hell. Six G's.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's one of those
That's
people
a man
were saying.
Sure about his purchase.
People were saying, like, oh, you should have gone on holiday and stuff. Yeah. But if I'd gone on holiday, that holiday would be over by now.
Yeah. And granted, you have been really hungry recently.
Memories.
That's it, yeah.
Would it be good?
Who needs memories?
No. Could have done it, yeah, with the holiday podcast. Just something other than you eating Taco Bell and chips.
That would have happened again. Come on. It just would have been more Taco Bell.
What about you, Tom? Most you spent in one go?
I don't know. It's probably on holidays. Like Interrail and stuff, where I've like saved money and then put $600 down or whatever.
About the engagement ring?
I paid it over time, so I did spend... she doesn't know how much I spent, but it was quite a lot. But
in a way, you're still paying for it now.
Yeah,
in a way.
You'll pay for that for the rest of your life.
she does watch these. but yeah, that was probably...
Why?
Outside of holidays, single purchase, the engagement ring.
Yeah.
Pay for over a few months.
What about you, Dave?
Mine, probably my rent.
Just 1 month.
Which, like, 1 month alone is enough for me.
$6,000.
I'll probably, actually, I bought a TV for Jenna once, so not even for me.
Wow.
So.
And you refuse to look at it, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I ain't watching this.
The TV, not Jenna.
I was well gutted, really.
I really don't want to do this, Jenna. I'm resenting you for this.
You sure you want this? Because this is quite expensive and it'll look good on my wall.
We got the old black and white back at home.
Maybe a holiday as well, to be fair.
What's wrong with the wireless?
I can do me funny dances for you every evening.
I can do shadow puppets on the wall. I can do a gorilla. Bless her, but no. She's always compensated for me. She's bought me a holiday once for my birthday.
What a woman.
So what can I say? I'm spoiled, really.
Do you hear that, women? Specifically, the one I'm dating. Not women.
Right. I was gonna climb Mount Kilimanjaro with.
Then you got I
with Ryan.
Not on the mountain.
For something through uni, and decided to do it. I put £700 down. Next day, ruptured my ankle. Was going to be out for quite a few months, so I couldn't go. And they never gave me my money back.
Name and shame.
Yeah. Child Reach International.
Yeah, are you listening to that? International children. Yeah. You owe Tom...
Charity.
Tom Looney a pretty penny.
Legal battle's over now, so I can talk
and
about
it. And his ankle's nearly better. That's awful.
Yeah.
And you were doing that. You were going to raise money for charity.
I was going to, but obviously because I joined, like I decided to do it right before the deadline for the first payment. That was my money out of my own pocket.
And I gave you a tenner.
Yeah, you never got that back, did you?
I also ruptured your ankle. Man. That's by the by. Mine would have been again. You could say rent because I had to pay mine up front. I think they don't class this as work. Just wait till you see those Beer 52 checks. And wait till I see the Beer 52. Mine would have been New York. Probably that outright anyway. But then, really funny story, I booked the flights with Thomas Cook. a couple of days later, they went bust.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, yeah.
Child Reach International, Beer 52, Thomas Cook.
No, not Beer 52.
You're on our list.
Not Beer 52.
Okay, not Beer 52.
I love a god.
We're coming for you.
Thomas Cook, went bust. And then the website was just confused, and I thought I couldn't get the money back. And then I realised... Oh, you can. So I contacted Santander, and then, you know, it's just been an ongoing ball ache. And the problem is that, you know, the stuff that I get put through to on Santander, one bloke was really helpful. He's like, yeah, just send this in and it'll all be sorted. I was like, oh, perfect. So I sent it. And a few weeks later, they're like, yeah, it's past the deadline of how long you have to wait to do it. So I call them up and I'm livid. then the woman interrupted me whilst I was going off. And I went, are you interrupting me? Do you want me to leave another complaint? And she was just putty in my hands after that.
So you got your money back?
No. But I won that conversation in some ways.
And you got that to live by.
Yeah, that's so true.
Money.
Yeah. That's worth £1,100. Love that.
A lot of money.
But New York was fun. Saw Mean Girls in Broadway.
Nice.
So, yeah. Say that, they just pushed me out of the way.
She's mean.
I was watching Darren Brown there. Oi, fatties. Don't want to do this podcast anymore.
This is getting depressing now.
Too many bad memories. we've got IMAX to come.
Livid.
What a week.
Fuck off, Dave. Are you kidding? I've been nothing but respectful to your
so
fucking
sorry.
Segment.
Yeah.
Kind of gets away with it a bit, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, yeah.
Not me next.
No. Don't try it.
They're ganging up on me now.
Let's not. Come on.
IMAX raves.
Anyway, Santander, go fuck yourself. Visa,
you're
go
on the list.
Fuck yourself. Yeah, you're on a list. Probably are. Anyone with a lot of money probably is.
I must have spent about £500 on parking tickets as well. Not always good.
No, Dave.
Not all at the same time. I've got to get one and then forget to pay it and it all adds up. Yeah. Then you get another one, forget to pay it, all adds up.
You can never forget to pay these things.
Yes, I know.
Why did they call it fine?
I know, do you know
it's
what
not
I mean?
Fine, is it?
They should call it depression.
You've got so much depression.
I'm depressed up to my eyeball.
Oh, yeah, fines are a pain in the bum.
I hate them.
I've never been fined, I don't think.
But count yourself lucky.
Yeah.
They're not nice.
I think driving is so costly, you don't even consider all exactly. the parking tickets and all that.
Speeding fines, ugh.
Just learn to drive at this point.
Like on Oxford Road in Manchester, they brought out that kind of, you know, no car zone.
Yeah.
But like it comes off different streets, so you can literally go down the street, there's one sign that says, oh, don't come on here, you'd think you'd be fine.
Yeah.
You nose out for like a second, realise, oh shit, can't go here, reverse and turn away. That's £50.
Caught you. I've caught you. Bus lanes, if you're going to bus lanes, that's £50.
Yeah. Tell you
go
when,
on the pavement, that's a life in jail.
I lost a lot of money once in a car park. She just drove off. No, So we'd gone to football and we'd just done a podcast. Oh, really,
oh my God.
Quite a few months ago. Last year, actually. And I'd put all the camera equipment just on the front seat, like jammed it in the front. I was like, should I put this in the boot? And Cameron, who I was with, said no. So it's not on the podcast.
Really aggressive about it. The no circumstances.
Can we at least lock
the car?
I have something, humanity.
So we went off for half an hour, came back, and the windows had been put through. And obviously, they'd taken all the cameras. And most importantly, the content. I was livid about that. So that was probably worth about $3,000 all in all.
Jesus.
Livid. Was that before the game?
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Did we play the game that night?
I played it in jeans.
Did you?
Yeah. What's worse than losing all that money was the chafing. I'll tell you that for free.
I forgot. I didn't realise you played in jeans.
Yeah.
I chafed a lot yesterday. Yeah. Got a few sores on my legs.
The things you do for a fast track.
Is that on Rita, yeah?
What's the most money you've lost?
Child Reach International.
Have you ever just lost money, like from something?
Lost my wallet with like 150 quid in it in cash.
Oh yeah, you got robbed twice, didn't you?
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about them. Just getting robbed. It's the worst thing, getting robbed, especially when you've got things of value that you need and you've got to replace. And awful.
So I've tried getting robbed with bin bags and just don't take it.
Just singing, oh, I've got loads of money in these bags. Oh, I hope someone doesn't mug me.
Max, you must have lost some
money
somewhere.
Lost my wages once.
Really?
Whole wages?
I thought I was robbed, but at this point in time,
you know, can a man not just collect his wages, put them in his back pocket, drink half a bottle of Tiki Fire and then go out to a nightclub?
Do you know the worst?
Sing it, I've got a load of money.
You'll never get this.
Money.
The worst part, though, is afterwards you think, I wasted 60 hours of my life last week. I don't even care about the money at this point. It's the fact I worked for 60 hours.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can get money back. It's time.
Yeah. That's what it all comes down to, your fucking time.
Do you know what was weird? Was, weirdly enough, remember you called me early that Sunday morning saying, oh, I've just had all my wages taken.
Yeah.
And you got bills to pay. And weirdly enough, that night, I'd got a bloke to do a job. No. I'd put a bet on Tyson Fury on his fight to be a draw, and there was massive odds on that. And I'd won 160 quid or something. So I came into money and you lost some. So it's weird how things work.
Karma, though. Thanks for helping me out.
It's life balance, isn't it? Kind of the universe restoring itself.
Mm. Should we go into the biggest waste of money then? Things you look back and you go, why did I have to buy that? I'll give you a quick instance. Mine was, one of them is McGregor Mayweather. I watched that. I got completely bought into the hype. And then I watched it and I was like, of course Mayweather's going to win. He's one of the best boxers ever. Yeah. This bloke who's been training for 10 weeks isn't going to beat him.
Was it a spectacle, though? Because
No, it was 25 quid, and I was just like, oh,
for 10 rounds.
God, yeah.
I mean, even earlier fights, kind of towards the end of his career, like Mayweather Pacquiao fighting when they're both flying.
Yeah.
That was a waste of money as well.
A lot of money.
I once bought a game for the PlayStation, for the PC, and it turns out you can't play it on Macs. And it was about 40 quid.
But you tried to play it on.
I was like, it says you can play on Windows. So if it says you can play on one computer, surely you can play it on other computers. But
the amount of games are wasted money on. Some of them are shocking.
What's the worst game you've bought?
It's not the worst, but it was like, I think.
Well,
it was
answer my question.
Okay, fine. The worst game. Oh, God.
Got a nice new coffee grinder the other week.
I love that game.
Yeah, so I thought.
Just a VR headset.
I feel like a barista.
I can use this to ground my spices.
She wants two pumps of vanilla.
So I stuck some cloves in there.
You fucking bitch, man! I don't have the beans! I don't have the beans!
This is impossible. And all the clove oil got stuck to the plastic, so now I can't grind any coffee. Because it just tastes of fucking clove oil.
Can you believe people call you a Tory in the comments?
What's clove oil?
You wonder.
Cloves.
I'm assuming it's the oil of a clove, sure. But why would you?
Yeah, but you're meant to you should grind it in things like metal and stuff because the oil just fuses with the plastic.
Right.
You know, oil went. So, yeah.
They don't teach you that at Eton.
No.
Max, was the
waste of fucking time. Anyway, go on.
Biggest waste of money, sorry.
I subscribe to certain things. It's like you get a free week.
Call it porn.
You get the free week.
Yeah.
So you're like, yeah, sure. And I thought it was a month. Yeah. So, you know, a week later, I'm like, oh, I've still got a tenner in my account. I'm going to go buy some milk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy some lovely, lovely snacks. Whilst I utilize
this. Because he's dehydrated.
I need some electrolytes ASAP.
Should probably eat.
And I get there. It's declined. Why? So I'm there scrolling from my bank statement.
Couldn't call your card, sir.
So I call my accountant.
On speakerphone. It's the porn man. Yeah, it's probably that.
Me and James went and bought a load of shopping. We went, literally got to the till, paid for everything. I was like, oh, we'll pay for this. Oh, we'll quickly run back and get these envelopes because we forgot about these envelopes. Went to the envelopes. It was like, oh, we don't need envelopes. We just walked out the shop, forgetting everything. Oh. By the time we'd walked back to the flat, we forgot all our shopping.
Oh.
About 50 quid's worth of shopping. It is left on the side. Yeah, yeah. We didn't even go back. We couldn't be arsed.
So it was probably there.
I was like, well, it's gone.
You kidding?
Well, it's gone now.
I've
got no time for that.
It was our own fault. But yeah, stupidity. And drunkenness.
And James decided to not go back as
well.
Yeah,
exactly. He was like, come on, we've got to walk back. You know, the word walk put me off.
Right.
So
okay.
I was like, I ain't doing that.
So I'm terrible with money when it comes to, you know, being drunk. So many times I've gotten wild at a night out or at a festival. I remember I was doing my taxes and I was in July just going through it and I could just see all these payments at, you know, Tomorrowland and it was just like, oh, you stupid twat. There's a... The worst one I've done at Tomorrowland was on the last day. The group was lagging a little bit, so I thought, we'll get some vodka. So I got a bottle of Absolute Vodka, and it was an absolute rip-off. seriously, it was. I think it was 160 quid.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. For a bottle of vodka?
Well, they charge you by the shot when you're in like bars and stuff, places that sell it.
So
it's 100-odd quid for a bottle of...
Yeah.
You could get for 15 quid.
I once went through like a whole... like month thinking I'd saving up for money because Pokemon was in my head and I was like, I want to play Pokemon.
How old were you?
It was funny enough last year. Just in my head I was like, Pokemon, just something's come into my head, Pokemon. So I was saving up for this DS, saving up for the new Pokemon game, got it, and as soon as I got it, Pokemon was no longer an interest of mine.
Lose
it. I played it once, I was like, I'm bored.
Has anyone ever spent money on them pay-per-play games? This, like mainly phone ones, where you can speed, like, you know...
I did
you
once.
You can speed your farm up by paying...
Oh,
you,
no.
You did?
I did once.
Go on.
It was Clash of Clans.
Clash of Clans, yeah.
Remember,
we were in a clan.
We were.
And then we got bitterly divided to join rival... Started rival clans. This has happened before.
Those things are awful though. Like the amount of money those things make.
Yeah.
Like ridiculous. I'm talking billions.
Yeah.
Activision made like $1 billion last year through FIFA. FIFA's the worst.
FIFA
one.
Points and packs
cards.
And all that.
Oh, yeah.
FIFA dollars.
Ridiculous.
And the game's aimed at, you know, like young teenagers.
Yeah.
And it is just open a pack, you might get a good player. Yeah. It's just gambling.
Gambling for kids.
Yeah. Shocking. Bad. EA, you're on the list.
Get in line.
What's the worst thing you've done for money?
Well, it's probably like this stuff for a quid, isn't it?
When I first met Max, it used to be, you know, I'll do anything for a quid. Which me and Tom may have taken advantage of. I think you went in the river for a quid.
Probably.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, you were sick off that, didn't you?
The hospital bills alone.
Just a load of mercury. I did a bit of door-to-door just after leaving college and that. That was for about a week and I was like, this is depressing.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever got paid for
that. To be fair, I do think, you know, you are right. Doing the bar work is probably the worst thing I've done for money.
No. With you, surely the Wonga loan is the worst thing you could do for money because it's just so dodgy.
Did you get a Wonga loan?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, our sponsors this week are what? No.
I got a Wonga loan, yeah.
Talk us through it, go on.
It was just like free money at the time.
Yeah.
You don't really think of like the interest.
Yeah.
No interest and interest.
I mean, you literally have to kind of do the bar, don't you, to see what the interest is as you're doing it.
Yeah, you don't pay attention to that though, do you? You're just like, oh, money.
Well,
sweet.
Most people do.
What did you spend the free money
probably
on?
Probably a bargain bucket or something.
Oh, you know what I mean? Max.
This is a dark time in my life.
A wong alone for fried chicken. Jesus Christ. The colonel would be shaking his head at you.
The thing that really annoyed me about Wonga was like a few months after I paid off my Wonga loan.
They wanted it back.
No.
The really nice lady in the shop.
I paid off the Wonga loan, and then like a few months later, it's like Wonga's gone into administration. You don't have to pay anything back.
Oh, gutted.
You just say like, yeah. If I just held out.
Yeah.
And gone into debt.
I think he's probably, you know, I respect you more that you didn't, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least learn that lesson.
I don't want your respect. I'd rather have
money.
What's the monetary value of that respect?
Like Tom, I think my worst thing would have been a job that I did. I did better wear, and that was just painful. But you could work for the whole week and not get anything from it. You're relying on people buying stuff from a magazine.
Yeah.
It just takes forever. And that was dark times.
Exploitative.
Wait for the movie Stephen Tries. I've lived a life, you know. Wait for the Santander scene.
It's quite a depressing podcast so far.
Yeah.
Let's spice things up then with Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Lies.
Stephen Sweet Lies.
Tom, you're fired.
What?
You have been the worst detective in Stephen Lies' history.
I wasn't given time.
You were given 3 weeks.
I wasn't given time to turn it around. Was it 3 weeks?
Yeah.
3 weeks.
Hired you thinking you could be my John Watson.
Instead, you're his John... I don't know any Johns.
John Titson.
John Travolta. Dave, you're back to being the detective.
Yeah, thank you.
You know,
back to solve some crimes.
Dave, this week we have... two truths and one lie.
Oh, okay. So I'm pointing out the lie, I suppose.
You are.
Okay.
You need to find the liar amongst us.
Okay.
Who would you like to go first?
I'd like you to go first, Stephen.
Okay, yeah. Dave. Tom, you've thrown me off there. Just not on. So bitter. Dave, I sent an arse picture in exchange for money.
Okay.
And that didn't come up in the previous... Sorry.
Tom?
After a hard day's work, putting my feet up on the train home cost me in excess of 500 quid.
Wow, and that didn't come up in the fine.
Max?
Paramedics stopped me from stealing £5 from a drunk man.
Okay. Max, would you like to elaborate?
No.
Well, the police would like you to.
That's okay.
A few years back.
Right.
Quite a few years back. And there I am, strolling down the street with £5 in my pocket. A guy comes up to me, and he's like, oh, I need a taxi to get home. So I was like, I'll call you a taxi, here's the fiver.
You got the photo Wonga.
Give me one more day, please. So I gave him the £5, called him a taxi. We're talking, and he just drops on the floor.
Right.
Unconscious.
Gone.
So I decide to call an ambulance because I don't know what to do. The ambulance gets there. They put him on a stretcher, about to put him in the ambulance. I realise he's still got my £5.
And
so
you want it back?
I want it back because he's not going to use it for
naturally.
A taxi at this
Agreed.
Point. You know. So I'm going up to him, put my hand in his pocket. Obviously the paramedics are like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I gave him a five. No, you didn't. Go. So I had to leave as my £5 was taken off to hospital.
£5 poorer.
Yeah.
I bet he woke up quite happy.
Yeah. He had a cot.
If he did at all.
He had a cot for the night. No, after I got my fucking hands on him.
Slashed the ties of the ambulance.
Don't know who you are, where you are, but you're on the list.
You never got it back.
No.
Yeah, sorry, you said that, didn't you?
Not yet.
So I followed in a taxi.
Take an ambulance.
Wonga, I need another 10 quid.
Okay, Tommy Mono. Tom,
Dave.
Open up.
Sore point. I had a bit of a headache that day on my way home from work, and so I'm taking some painkillers, and I'm kind of cradling my head because, you know, it's on a busy train.
Yeah.
A Merseyrail train. So if you, I don't know if you know them. Well, you're not supposed to put your feet on the seat. But Merseyrail trains are on like a kind of metal bit and then it's the seat.
Right.
So I kind of had my foot wedged just so I could rest my head.
Yeah.
Anyway, some Jobsworth transport officer. Yeah, you know, the whole kind of, yeah, he stops me, he's filming, and he takes me to one side, then he issues me with a fine. I had all my name and stuff on my badge because I was working at a time, you know, working somewhere where I had it all on me. So I couldn't really lie my way out of it. And I wasn't feeling very well, and I was young, and I was naive. So, what? £50 fine, 50. Like you say, I kind of buried my head with it. I was going to chase it, but because it happened in Liverpool, the court was in, it was in like Birkenhead or something, so I never went, and...
Rough.
Yeah, before I know it, bailiffs are coming round and
Jesus.
End up being like 500 quid. And I just thought, this is, it's living with me mum. I can't be putting that on her.
No, so, no. Yeah, that's why I had to pay my parking fines.
I just had to pay it.
Okay, okay. Steve?
Hi. so this happened in the early days of the channel.
Right.
2016.
Okay.
I had a Patreon, which is where, you know, people can sort of donate and to help with, you know, making the videos and stuff. And there's one bloke in particular who... sort of, you can pay more, and there's different levels to each amount you pay.
Yep.
And this guy, I think it was just open to pay any amount, but everyone was paying like 2 quid, 3 quid, and he paid, I think he was like 20 quid a month. Oh God, I have to make some sort of perk for this.
Yep.
So the perk was, I'll have like a one-on-one conversation with you. Not in a weird way, not in public, but just like
on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was speaking to him, and we got to the conversation of birthmarks.
Right, okay.
He said, have you got a birthmark? I was like, yeah. And then he said, oh, where is it? I was like, it's just on the sort of side of my hip. He went, oh, can I see it? And because I sort of didn't want to lose the £20 number.
You were young and needed money.
So I just sent the picture. You can't see my arse crack, but it is there.
Right, okay.
And I sent that. And then it's when he replied, do you want to see mine? I thought, this has gone down a wrong alley. So I stopped Patreon pretty much after that.
Yeah. Let put you off.
It's got Max, nasty eyes.
I agree with what you're saying. If I gave someone a fiver and they passed out, I would want that fiver back because they're no longer in use of it.
Even if it meant prying out of a cold dead man's.
Exactly.
I would pay a fiver for that.
But I would do that as well. I would do that as well. And 20 quid is 20 quid at the end of the day, so a bit of arses ain't a problem for me. So I've narrowed it down to that. So, Tom, I am going to say you are the liar.
Incorrect.
Fuck. Okay, I'm going to say yours is the last thing.
Correct. Well done.
Thank you.
You got there.
Second time.
Yeah.
I most definitely would take a final How dare
you? Believed you in the end.
Yeah.
Believed you in the end.
Well, I would have written that off. That fiver when the man was being wheeled into the back of the ambulance.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
Well, I said he's clearly had a bad evening.
Called him an ambulance though.
And you gave him the fiver genuinely and then he collapsed.
He wouldn't remember.
He could be dying.
Shame.
We don't know at that point, but yeah, you get your fiver back.
But didn't.
Next question I've got is, do we care about money? What's your stance with it?
I'm very generous. I like to think I'm very generous with money. Like, if I'm getting a like some beers in, I'll bring it in, but like, don't worry about paying it back, I'm here to have a good time. So that sort of thing. If someone wants a bit of money on the like, can I borrow 20 quid? Yeah, have it. The next time we see you, buy me a beer. Sort of thing. I'm not like one of them. So I'm not that bothered on money. No. I would like to have a lot of money.
Yeah.
But in a sense, I don't really give a shit.
It's true. When we went on the pub crawl, me and Dave were going round for round.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It was... That's what I like doing that. It's nice, isn't it?
You buy beers for kids that didn't even want them.
You want to talk about generosity?
They learned a
this
lot
man offered
day.
Them a place to stay. Max, what's your approach?
I do, because other people care about money. If I went into Tesco and they said, you can have all this for free, great.
Mm. What about you, Tom?
I used to be more money motivated. I'm kind of not anymore. I just think I've seen so many examples of people who you'd think probably have a better life because they've got money.
Yeah.
And, you know, it obviously doesn't guarantee happiness.
No.
I've had stages in my life where I've been earning less and earning more. And you always kind of live to your means.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if I got more money, I would live to my means. And the same old problems don't necessarily go away.
No.
So I think you're better off figuring out what makes you happy.
Yeah,
and finding peace with that than chasing money, because it's a carrot on the end of a stick, isn't it? Yeah. You know, if you're not enough without it, you'll never be enough with it.
I know.
Does that make sense?
Gandhi said, "Don't chase money, chase Galden." So.
Yeah,
I'm a
great friend of the podcast.
Yeah. As well, so. I used to be really not bothered about money. And then I think the more you get, the more you're like, I had that much at one point, now it's less. And you're sort of like, oh God, am I going to lose it all? So it does become more of a concern, but I'm still generous with it.
Yeah, I'd say you're very generous with money, to be fair. Very generous.
I like to be liked, and I feel like I have to buy that sometimes. With money, I'm awful in terms of business. My worst thing is returning items. So I'll buy something, and loads of times I've, do you know that you get 30 days?
Yeah.
And it's similar with the Santander thing.
Yeah.
It gets right to the end of that, and I'm like, oh, I need to do that. And I just fuck it a lot of times, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've got a pink Adidas jacket, which I tried on and went, that is awful. I look like some weird salmon. I can never wear that. And then it's still there today.
Yeah. Not to return it.
Yeah, terrible with that stuff.
See, I'm like that, but just due to laziness, not forgetfulness. If I'm not going to a place that returns it anytime soon, I won't bother.
Yeah.
Just remember, I need to return something. I just bought a table that I didn't end up using.
Oh, is that the one you were going to send the naked picture on?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still waiting.
Yeah, I got it and it wasn't as nice and vintage as I thought. It was a bit plasticky. So I need to send it back, but I needed to print off the return thing.
Mm.
And I ordered some ink and that took about 20 days to come. So I kind of forgot about it. I hope I'm not over the limit.
It's like Dave when he's driving.
Yeah.
What's the most money you've earned in one sort of go? Max, we'll go to you.
It's the tour.
Same here. However,
So
when I first agreed to do the tour, I heard, you know, figures that, you know, I could only dream of, still do dream of. I said, oh, should we get Max involved? They're like, yeah. And then they were negotiating Max's fee. Me and Will were like, oh, you can't offer him that. You need to offer him, you know, a lot more.
Appreciate it.
If we're going to earn this amount, you know, Max should be earning a decent bit.
We'll spend that in a day.
Yeah. Me and Tom were filming, and I got a text from Will saying, like, oh, God, the tour money's just not gone well at all. And then I was like, what do you mean? And he said, me and you combined have earned less than Max. And I just went...
Honestly, it's the most awkward thing when you message me, because you message me like, you fucking bastard, or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, because we had been filming that day, so I was like, did I do something wrong with the shot or something? And then
probably
fine,
I think this was about the shot.
But no, that was honestly one of the most awkward situations.
Yeah, but thank you for offering to give me the money.
Yeah.
No, he got sorted in the end, and I got paid a fee.
Nice. Highest I ever got paid was about 800 quid from work.
That's nice.
So not too bad. Not too bad. Yeah. That was for a month.
Oh.
It's a lot more bad if you think about it like that. But yeah.
What about you, Tom?
In one go. I'm freelance now, so I kind of invoice. Yeah. So, you know, no tax deductions. So my wages recently have been all right.
Very nice.
Prior to the pandemic, stopping everything. In
pandemic's on the list.
Yeah, you're on the list. The TikTok video got a fair bit all in one go. That was nice. Similarly, cleared my uni overdraft. So thank you for that. I'm still dreaming of the big bucks.
Yeah.
One day.
What's the most you found?
I found a Tesco gift card. Which had £50 on it.
Oh!
I was like, oh, is there any money on this? I'm like, yeah, it's 50 quid. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I thought it would just be thrown away.
Yeah.
But, obviously not.
I found a credit card that paid for me drinks all night.
Oh, you did as well, didn't you? I found this copper in front of a homeless man. It had about 50 quid in.
You don't need it. Yeah. I found a phone. It's probably the most expensive thing I've ever found. Mm. But I've done the honourable thing and handed it back into Santander.
Oh,
Not Santander. They're a bank.
Yeah.
Dirt.
Oh, they...
What's
the police.
Phone shop that begins with S, if there is one?
Samsung.
No.
Carphone Warehouse.
Might have been Carphone Warehouse.
I mean, I know it's not an S,
but
it has an S in it.
Yeah,
Carphone. So maybe that was what you were doing there.
Yeah, might have been. The blue one. Is it the blue one?
Yeah.
Carphone, that one. So, Done the honourable thing.
Nice. So you just found a phone.
It
had no link to the car phone warehouse.
But it was right by the shop. It was out, literally near on out, like the closest. I was in the high street in Maidstone, and so yeah, before might must be.
Yeah.
And they said thanks.
Nice.
What about you, Tom? Would do. Found 40 quid at the races.
Wow. Nice. Did you gamble it away or?
A little bit. I mean, I don't really. Not really into the races anyway. I was there kind of.
Ooh, not really into the races.
Reluctantly.
More fuel for this racist fire.
See, I've got some of my favourites, but. yes. So that was good. I don't think I've ever found any more.
Cash wise, probably a fiver.
Yeah.
From my dad's pocket.
Oh, well, but we probably found a few notes on the floor after nights at Lyme. Friday, Saturday.
Oh,
night.
Yeah.
We probably found
a
little bit here and there.
Yeah. Dishonourable tips. Yeah. Must have wished you'd been tipped when you were working.
Oh.
20 quid. Yeah. I was working at Tiger, and one of the girls that was on the bar with us, some Irish guy, obviously had a load of euros.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, spending a lot of money. He must have been out for I think he was over for some kind of sporting event, and he was going home the next day.
Was it Conor McGregor?
And he just gave her 200 euro.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, it's like he was obviously like, it was like shamelessly flirting with her all night, and it wasn't obviously going to go anywhere. But yeah. Men,
just a bit of fun. Yeah.
Idiots.
The things you do for a bit of skirt.
Yeah.
And I don't mean a kilt. Now it is time for IMAX. Can't lie. Last week was a bit of a disappointment. An anti-climax, if you will.
Last week?
Interesting. Interesting you'd say that.
So, Max, I'm just hoping that, you know, we can sort of regather.
Well, if you can cast your mind back to last week. We had our first sponsor here at IMAX showed soy sauce. Apparently, a few bad apples, won't name names, contacted them and gave a few complaints, which they watched the segment and demanded I review a fresh new movie.
Yeah.
So I've decided to review a film based on the money situation. Ocean's 8.
Oh!
So I've actually written a review here.
Relatively new as well.
A fresh new movie.
It's 2018. Yeah.
I thought it was 2019. Embarrassing for me.
It's 2020.
That's why I don't do this.
Yeah. So here goes. Ocean's 8 IMAX review. The long-awaited sequel to Frank Sinatra's 1960 mega hit, Ocean's 11. Ocean's 8 brings the American heist movie screaming into the 21st century. Mixing Oscar winners like Sandra Bullock and Kate Blanchett with notable YouTubers like Rihanna Vivo's Rihanna and Awkwafina, the movie smashes the patriarchy and gives the middle finger to misogynists everywhere. Set in New York, the film's plot revolves around Frank Sinatra character Danny Ocean's sister, Debbie Ocean, played stunningly by Sandra Bullock, as she plans a heist, the theft of an expensive necklace from the Met Gala. Along the way, she recruits a ragtag bunch of women who each possess the skills necessary to complete this act. The cast is a breath of fresh air in this tired old reviewer's lungs. Such performances I have not seen since A Bug's Life. My hat is off to director Gary Ross for getting every bit of talent out of these ladies. I also take my hat off to writer Gary Ross for writing such glorious characters who feel both fresh and alive. There is also a feast for the eyes. A cinematographer, Eagle Brild, makes New York pop out of the screen. But what is to be expected of the man who worked tirelessly on In Bruges, where the city of In Bruges is as much of a character as Colin Farrell's character? My only issue is that we've had to wait 60 years for this sequel, which really throws the timeline into disarray. I would have liked to have seen CGI'd Frank Sinatra in the film, maybe, crooning away and singing some show tunes. Very much like he probably did in the original movie. I give this movie...
Probably.
Depth.
I give this movie the coveted IMAX award of 5 stars out of 10. Thank you. Any questions?
What was that? So, it's not based on George Clooney's one then? I always thought it was the...
There is a picture of George Clooney in it, and she visits his grave.
That's what I thought it was.
His character, and she is related to him. It's his brother, her brother.
Do you know what? It's probably they're called the same, maybe.
There's Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13. You're aware of these films?
I've only seen 8. I thought I'd assume those would come after 8.
But even in the review itself, you've alluded to the fact that you've done no research by saying you probably did that in the original film.
You demand I watch fresh new movies.
Sure.
I'm not going to watch a film from 1960.
No, but it takes 2 seconds to know if Frank Sinatra sung some tunes in the first film. Apparently you've been so eagerly awaiting it. I assumed you would have seen the first film.
Well, I probably did.
Can't
a long
wait
time
for the
ago.
Sequel of this film I've never seen.
And there's some, you know, lovely poetic language the way you described in Bruges. Lovely.
There's a lot of words in here that are quite long and you sort of mispronounce them.
I do question referring to Rihanna as a YouTuber.
Rihanna Vivo, it's popular
Rihanna
YouTube.
Yeah, Rihanna the singer's more popular, I believe.
Don't listen to music.
Right.
Don't care for songs or...
You really spoke of it quite highly, but then you gave it 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Which if you saw that online, you'd think, oh, I won't watch that. That's a bad rating.
No, it's average.
There's no constructive criticism.
Yeah.
It's already been made, so I don't know.
Again, and it doesn't seem like something you've written. I mean, I'm sure you probably did, but it just, I don't know, it came across like you were just, like you Googled something. And
no, I don't use Google.
Max, surely you know that her character, Debbie Ocean.
Yeah.
Her brother was Danny Ocean.
Which is who
George
Frank
Clooney's
Sinatra
character
plays in the original film.
But then Ocean's 11 is the one with...
Ocean's 11 is a 1960 movie with Frank Sinatra.
But then they made another one, more recently.
Yeah. I wouldn't know.
Well, you would know, because you'd see in the film a picture
of George Clooney. I've got a picture of George Clooney at my house.
But then she was looking at it at the memorial.
Yeah.
His name was under it.
Well,
his
name Danny Ocean. How many were
the name Danny Ocean? If there is a remake, which I assume it is, then I assume George Clooney is playing Frank Sinatra.
And you didn't
question
the random picture of George Clooney.
Is this a prank?
No, I would never do that.
I feel like you're a little bit rusty with your movie reviews.
New low.
I wouldn't say a new low.
That's the.
Sponsored by Shoda Soy Sauce.
No, you're not sponsored.
You don't have a sponsor.
Max. You can't just say a random brand name and hope that they'll sponsor it. Doesn't work like that.
Sponsored by AF Antibacterial.
Don't just grab something from the desk and say.
Oh, don't
sponsored.
Do that. Right, okay. My apologies.
I've literally been on the phone to Shoda Soy Sauce for the last week.
It shows because you haven't done much with it. Max, just go out and have. A couple of minutes to yourself because
give your head a wobble.
There's an improvement, but
thank you.
I just don't think it's quite there, mate.
Yeah,
new and fresh.
That's putting it
just
nicely.
Just what you wanted.
Don't think there has been an improvement. I preferred the other shit that you were doing, which was shit. But not as shit as that.
Hey, come on, you two. Let's just keep things civil. Thank you for IMAX there.
Or not.
Yeah. I watched Ocean's 8 the other day.
Oh, did you? Yeah. I've never seen it.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, mate.
Excuse me, sir. Hello.
Hello, mate. You're right.
Oh, good, thank you. sorry to question you on the spot here, but who are you?
You don't remember me?
I'm really sorry, mate.
Okay. Well, this is funny. This is funny because if I remember correctly, last year you were doing some podcasts and you mentioned me in one of them. I've had a lot of phone calls about that podcast and a lot of court cases. That's right, it's only me, Buster. Yeah?
Hi, Buster.
I want an apology.
What for? For giving an accurate description of your work.
A little girl sits on my leg. Oh, don't waste that. You're shaking, don't waste that.
That is what you said, though.
That's not what I said.
It's exactly what you said.
No,
Buster.
I'd never say that. The reason I've been so late to get here is because I've been in prison for the last year.
We weren't expecting you.
You know how hard it is to get to Manchester when you can't go within 50 yards of a school?
No, I've got no idea what that's like.
I can't say.
This is a podcast, yeah?
It is, Buster, yeah.
Well, I've brought some evidence with me.
Oh, okay.
To prove that night, I did not say what he says I said.
This is unprecedented, but if we could play that clip, is that possible?
Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Hey.
How are we, right?
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely. Well, we've got a right treat for you. It is Saturday Night Live here. Could you please put your hands together and welcome onto the stage the comedy stylings of Buster!
Hello, lads and ladettes. Welcome to Buster's Comedy Dungeon with me, Buster. So, take me a wife, please. What's the punishment for bigamy? Two mothers-in-law. I bought my mother-in-law a chair for her 50th birthday, but the wife won't let me plug it in.
Oh, this is really bad.
Who said that?
Aya!
You got a problem with me jokes? The kids seem to love it.
I mean, it's nonsense.
Well, maybe for a 30-year-old like yourself, but the wee nippers eat this shit up like it's Cocoa Pops. Where's your kid anyway?
I broke his leg.
You watch.
He started giving it and we just ended up having a fight.
That's terrible. Wait, you don't actually have a kid, do you?
No, mate.
So you're a 30-year-old childless man. Learn about having a child so you can enjoy my jokes.
Yeah.
Well, mother-in-law jokes can be enjoyed for all ages, can't they, guys? Wait a minute. Bloody hell, it's Tom Looney from that podcast.
I really don't like the name of that segment.
No one does, though, do they? LOL, mate. Anyway, Tom, what did you think of IMAX this week?
Good show.
Oh, that's pucker, that.
Buster, it's great that you could bring this evidence to light. It's a worry. We don't want to be done for defamation of character. And defamation of such a funny character as well. Yeah.
We won't want to, take the act away from the kids.
They bloody love their mother-in-law jokes.
Buster, how's work been since that?
Oh, it's been tough.
Yeah.
People in prison don't have mother-in-laws.
Really?
Apparently not, because most of them will kill their wives. It was a very dark time for me, I have to say.
Is there anything we can do for you?
Probably kick Tom Looney off the podcast. That segment, I have to say, they used to play it in solitary confinement as a form of torture.
Okay. What do you think of IMAX?
It's one of the best things about movies. I don't even care for movies. I just love me some IMAX.
Is that?
There's no way this is legit.
I just love me some IMAX so bloody much.
Sorry, what did you?
You're that fella.
You look like someone we knew when you took that hat off.
What?
Tom, could you take his hat and glasses off, please?
Sure.
Bloody hell are you doing, man?
What the fuck?
Wait a minute.
No,
Max.
Well, I had my suspicions. I didn't want to say anything.
Are you joking? You come in here in that disguise, fool us all, and play something you've doctored.
Yes.
Just to drag Tom Looney's name through the mud.
Well, he probably does that himself.
Have you heard this segment?
No, I've never once come after you in my segment. I wouldn't abuse the sanctity of the podcast segment to try and take down, you know, a colleague, a friend.
I hate to do this, Tom. I can't just sit here idly by with what I know and that you defend yourself like that, because it's not true. Joe, could we play the clip, please?
Obviously planning it now. I don't have anything in mind.
You're killing Max Smith because he's taking the piss out of Looney again, Tom Looney, and you can't have that. So, like, war is on.
I mean, befriending them makes it very easy.
Yeah.
And then we go for a walk near a cliff.
And then you just piss
there's
Max
probably no CCTV around there.
Yeah, true.
And
true.
What if Max is wearing a GoPro on his head?
Yeah, filming a sketch.
He's got full evidence of you pushing him. No, Tom, why?
I'm sure I can make it like an accident.
That was yesterday, Max.
So, all joking aside,
yeah.
You know, we've been friends for a long time. And it's a bit strange that you've planned to kill me.
There was mention of poison. I don't like to throw him a bit more under the bus.
This whole thing. This
he
whole
did also mention throwing you under a bus.
Yeah.
Choose my words very carefully. Yeah?
This whole thing has been a bit of fun for the fucking podcast.
Okay, I'll stop you there.
And now you're threatening to murder me.
I don't know who's responsible for this. That clip.
You are.
That clip was.
It's not been doctored.
There's no way that can be doctored.
It's missing very important context. Very important context.
I know how easy it is to doctor footage.
Yeah. Tom, me and Dave were in the car with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think what was the? How would you kill someone?
I don't know.
And then the example.
That's
of
Max. Very well thought out. That's a great way to kill someone.
Well, it is. I mean, I'm very good at answering questions. But
look,
little
guys,
did I know that. And I can't even understand what your motivation for this is. Like,
what was your motivation for killing Max? That's clear.
Well, I was answering a question.
You're frightened of what IMAX is.
Frightened?
You're frightened of the great movie reviews that I give
no
every
one's
fucking
frightened
week.
Of IMAX. Frighteningly bad, but
look, it's not nice for me, Dave and Joe, to sit here and see you two.
Didn't have to play that clip.
We were once good friends.
Or record it.
Come at each other.
Or doctor it.
We have to get everything out on the table today. You two can't go on like this. There's no two ways that IMAX and Tom Looney can.
Well, I've said get rid of IMAX. I've said it from day one.
Well,
and emails have said to me, get rid of Tom Looney.
We'll put it to the viewers then. Tom Looney or IMAX, please let us know which one stays. We'll put a
poll. You can't put it to the viewers. The public voted Tory. You can't.
Which is good.
You can't trust
you were
them.
One of them, Tom, it seems. We'll put it up to you guys. And
they don't know what they want.
You want the freshest,
Tom,
newest movie
yourself.
Reviews.
You've got to, whichever one you vote for will stay, okay? You're voting for which one you want to stay.
You can't find this on Google. You can only find it from
definitely
a curious
find that
mind.
On Google.
So, guys, the power's in your hands now. Please use it wisely.
Open your eyes. See what's going on here. This goes right to the top of the podcast. Hey, Stephen, tricking me.
Convicted murderer or reviewer?
Reviewer. You're as much of a reviewer as I am a convicted murderer.
Anyway, Dave raves.
It's Dave's raves.
Dave's raves.
Gotta get those Dave's raves.
He's angry.
So this week on topic is money.
That's so true.
I've tried to go on with the theme again.
Lovely.
And my rave is, if I was a multi-billionaire,
yeah,
I would be a fat bastard. That is my, like, honest, I would not move.
Yeah, so
I'd hire people to do a lot of things for me.
Yeah.
So, for example, I'd hire someone to answer my phone if it's ringing.
Nice.
And it's ringing in my pocket. I'm like,
a bit seedy.
It's like, excuse me, my phone's ringing. You expect me to reach into my pocket and get it.
Yeah.
And if no one's there in the first 5 seconds, people will be getting fired.
Dave, could I ask, how much would a person answering your phone, how much would they earn a year, do you reckon? Is that their sole job?
That necessarily, yeah. I'd have a person for each thing, you know.
Lovely. So you'd be surrounded constantly by an entourage of like 100 people,
oh,
each
yeah.
one entourage. Specifically to do a certain
someone
thing.
Someone to pour me drinks and bring it over to me, that's their sole job. Yep. They work on commission.
Bartender.
So I was watching, I think is it Bill Hader, talking about the guests that are on Saturday Night Live, and he said Justin Bieber was the worst.
Diva.
Backstage. And he had people like one guy holding a drink for him to sip from,
oh.
one guy holding a piece of pizza for him to bite from.
That's exactly what
I wouldn't
I'd
even
like
that.
No,
yeah.
That's awful.
Like, it's
see,
almost,
I would love it.
It's just power play, isn't it?
Yeah. I would gone. Make it my solitary confinement to make sure I.
Your
do
solitary
not,
confinement?
That's
sort of like my dream with the cinema.
Your sole aim?
Sole aim. Yeah, that's the word I was going on about.
Solitary aim.
Solitary aim. That's the one. What's confinement mean?
It's like when you're trapped on your own.
That is not what I want. But
stuck
I could
in a situation.
Happily be sat in front of a TV, PlayStation remote by my side. Yeah, I'd make sure there's a Mackey's built inside my house.
That's lovely.
Like, you know, have you ever seen Richie Rich? When he goes downstairs. That is a sole dream. And a house in every corner of the world.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even go to half of them. You heard of India? Yeah. I own a few houses there. Have you ever been? I own a slum or two. I charge over excessive rent for them. I want a bit more money on the side.
Can I just put out Dave is not going to earn any more. For the good of the world, it seems.
And this is the segment that is safe, apparently. The one that can't be touched.
He's safe.
Trying to throw shade on Dave Raves now. I wonder what threats he's going to make to you now.
Yeah,
this
I know.
Next week.
I'm just quite scared.
It's a shame,
duck
Tom.
And dive. And a closing statement is, how long did it take people to realise paper can be made out of trees?
I love that statement.
Good question.
Do you reckon people were carving on trees and then
and
thought,
then realised,
oh, this is great material.
If we cut this thin enough,
yeah,
we will be able. And how does it turn white?
I don't think it is just thin bits
of
tree.
No, it's pulped up.
It's pulped up, yeah. And then they kind of, it goes through a process and then that's how they make it.
That does make sense.
Yeah.
So they did do that initially where they just used the substance as it was, and I think it was it
yeah, papyrus.
Papyrus.
Yeah.
Not papaya. papyrus leaves.
But yeah.
Egyptian times, I believe.
I've got a question for you all. What do you think the limit should be, or do you think there should be a limit on how much you can earn? Like Jeff Bezos's 100 or billion.
You can't spend that money in multiple lifetimes. It is a problem when people can't eat, people don't have enough. I mean, when people are literally earning legally below what is considered a living wage. Yeah. And all these people that are billionaires are probably somewhere down the chain employing these people and responsible for indirectly paying them. Yeah. So the fact that they've got, they're hoarding money, it's a bit of a problem, I think.
That's where Bill Gates gets it right. He earns and let me earn such amount, for example, and he gives it to charity. I reckon if you earn over £50 billion or dollars, whatever it is, you've got enough. Yeah. Your kids, Russian doll situation goes on. They've sorted for life. Anything over £50 billion, I reckon you should start.
Your family for generations is secure. Yeah. It will never need to look at
a cap.
Exactly.
I still don't get, like, with the Jeff Bezos situation, what, nearly $200 billion. It would be like such a baller move if he just went, oh, world hunger, boom, I've sorted it.
Yeah.
That would get him more money because more people would go, oh, Amazon just solved, well, you know.
World crisis.
That's insane. The whole, like, Flint, Michigan with the water, the infected water stuff, but apparently that will cost X amount of millions to solve, which for some reason the government haven't done. But again, if you just went, oh, yeah, here's, you know, throwing pennies at it. But I just don't get why you wouldn't just do these things anyway, because if you're known as the person that did that, good thing.
I mean that reputation in itself is worth a lot.
Yeah,
exactly. Dare I say it, Jeff Bezos is on the list. Oh, no. Sit tight next to Santander and Child Reach International, you scum. Should we have... thank you for Dave's raves there.
That's Dave's raves.
Dave's raves.
You had that Dave's raves.
Thank you for listening.
Should we have some Tom Looney?
Sure.
I'm going to pop out for a bit.
Come on.
Well, it's just obviously shame I couldn't do this before the tension in the room.
There's always tension in the room, Tom. I've seen the glances you give to Max.
Okay, for this week on Tom Looney, I was looking at some of the worst things that the UK government has spent our taxes on. One year that we wasted £26 billion purely on computer blunders, IT mistakes. We paid £12.7 billion for the NHS to start using this electronic records thing. Which, when it came to it, I think 200 out of the 9,000 health organisations actually used it. So that was a bit of a write-off.
Waste.
This one's fun. Back in 2007, we spent £60 million on a recovery agency to recover assets from criminal thieves. The £60 million we spent on them, they managed to get us £8 million back.
Oh.
So that was good.
But from criminals, though, so that's good.
Yeah, we sent some phones to Iraq for some military thing. We lost track of a couple of them. And they racked up £600,000 of phone bill. We didn't know where they were, but we just paid it off with taxpayers' money. So that was fun. This one's good. £800 million wasted to help people feel European. So this is like a programme that EU member states were part of. And it cost us £800 million. And it was for people aged 13 to 30 to feel more European. So it'd be things like, folk dancing and basket weaving and these events. When you actually looked into what we spent it on sending a lot of children of government officials away on things like ski trips and stuff. So that's cool. We wasted £2.4 million on a website to give people local cycle routes. It's not very in-depth, though, and one already exists. They could have just posted a link. Cheshire East Council spent £30,000 building two ponds for 18 newts, which were displaced by the construction of a bypass.
Fun fact about newts. If you've got newts, you're not allowed to build where they once were, well, where they are.
Well, I think that's, so that links in with that.
Yeah.
But leave that to me, mate.
should we stop Tom Looney there before it gets too hostile?
Sure. Got some more stuff, though. Cotswolds Council hired a motivational magician to boost staff morale. That cost them £19,000.
Bae, there goes to a magician.
Right. Yeah.
Well done to Tom Looney there. government is wasteful.
Yeah.
So wasteful.
Who needs them?
You don't even realise. You're saying 200 billion there.
Yeah.
It's just.
No worse than having your time wasted, though.
Well, you know, it's a bit shit kind of when you have to do your segment after you realise that the whole fucking podcast is against you.
We're not, but you know, there's a line that we have to draw here, and threatening another's life is not on, Tom.
Right. Imagine if I died, the structure of the podcast would be awful.
Improved? Sorry.
People would be, you know, there's a lot of people that just watch it purely for IMAX.
Yeah. Max, you've murdered many a film, so let's just calm ourselves here, all right?
We know he's the king of segments here.
Stephen Lyes, thank you. Look, we don't have to have your segments. I've got loads of really good ones.
Yeah.
Even tries. I have to do things on an even a number attempts. That's gold. Stephen Fries, you know.
Yeah.
I'll ring Stephen Fries, see if he answers. He might not.
Well,
Stephen Cries, what I do after these podcasts. So much gold here.
Yeah.
Stephen Highs.
Pies. Gets high.
Yep. Yeah.
Baker selection of pies.
Yeah.
Stephen themed.
Stephen Wise. Oh, that is actually good. Stephen Wise. Speaking of which, should we have put it to the max?
Stephen Spies. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I did that this week and I caught you out, didn't I? So.
Yeah. Stephen tells porcupines.
Okay.
Porcupines. Unless I'm just giving knowledge to porcupines.
Should we have some put it to the max then, yeah?
Yeah, come on.
Put it to the max.
Need a palate cleanser.
You two need to give your best for this now.
Energy.
This is, yeah.
Hi, Stephen, Tom, Max and Dave and Joe, hashtag Free Joe McGrath. I'm Millie, 16. I listen from Nottingham and really enjoy listening along.
Thank you, Millie from Nottingham.
Cheers.
Bigfoot was found.
Oh, yeah. Cold spies.
My problem is I dated this boy 2 years ago from 13 to 14. He was a horrible boyfriend. He would dump me when his friends ever spoke about me. He always hung out with girls without talking to me and would force me to make YouTube videos with him. He keeps trying to send us a link. He keeps trying to get back with me now, and even his mum is getting involved. But I hate him, and I don't want to get back with him. What do I do? Don't know if you boys will know, but it's worth a shot. Thank you.
She doesn't want to get back with him. No. My advice is don't get back with him.
Right there. Cut to the chase.
Yeah. I don't know. Obviously, she's obviously worried because you know he's seems kind of quite a domineering character, and he's pursuing her. He said mum's getting involved. That's obviously not going to be very comfortable for her. His mum.
Oh, fuck off. How
weird's that?
Yeah, that's really
weird. Mum, there's a girl I really like.
So I feel quite sorry because it sounds like maybe you're getting a little bit overwhelmed because obviously the decision from the outside looking in is clear. Distance yourself from the...
Sounds like the guy that would wear double denim.
Yeah. I know it's obviously more difficult when you're in it, but seriously, yeah, just stay well away.
I'm assuming 16's like when you leave school, go off to college...
Yeah.
So hopefully you're not around him at that point.
Yeah. He sounds like he might have issues.
Yeah.
Yes, that is difficult, I understand. But speak to your friends, maybe speak to the police.
If she sent us a link, we could see what he looks like then.
Yeah.
We could threaten to batter him if you want.
Yeah, we could get him cancelled.
Cancel culture.
That's true, yeah. Millie, if he carries on like this, get back in touch and just ruin his life.
Yeah.
Who brings their mum into situations like this?
He's on the list. Sit tight with Mike Ashley.
Or he maybe make a recorder and secretly talking, but give it to us out of context so we can use it.
Try me a bit. Don't clap this wannabe murderer. You.
Joe McGrath knows a little bit about being fucking...
Don't try and get people on your side.
Taken down.
Because they'll be on your left-hand side when you push them off a cliff.
Hi, Stephen, Max, Dave and Tom. I'm just writing to tell you that I recently spotted Max on a park bench looking lonely.
Who's this from?
This is from Jake. Jake Clips and Cox.
Clips and Cox.
Double barrel.
Oh, right. That was a website.
Yeah, so he was looking lonely on a bench. However, that wasn't the most concerning part. He was sat there watching Bend It Like Beckham, which I do not believe is one of the freshest movies available to review. Love the podcast. Keep it up. Also, you've reviewed that before.
Well, actually, no, I didn't. That was... Right.
Okay.
That was Stephen.
I had to... Yeah.
Stephen was in that film.
I did give Max the task of, you know...
It's...
Just watch it.
It's... This was early in my career of being a film reviewer.
Yeah.
And it was a tough one to go up against. I feel like now I've got the capabilities of giving a great IMAX, coveted IMAX award to the Bend It Like Beckham film. Obviously, in this hectic day-to-day life that I live.
I've seen on a park bench.
You've got to get your films in wherever you can. You know, be it on a park bench or...
This is the third segment you've kind of hijacked. Well, obviously one's your own anyway. But yeah, let's just keep it on topic.
Well, he's asking why I was watching Bend It Like Beckham.
Yeah.
I'm explaining.
Yeah, okay.
What's your space?
Okay, hey, well, listen, Steve, Max, Dave and Luna Cooney. Recently I spotted Max at Local View Cinema while I was watching a film. He was sat with a hot date.
Oh,
nice.
He was with a hot date at the time. He was with a hot date at the time, but throughout the film, he kept making unfunny jokes and remarks, and he was trying to review the film. He did a shit job of reviewing it. Halfway through the film, this hot date got fed up with his reviewing and left the cinema. Can I have your guys' thoughts on this and Max's response to it? Loving the weekly pods, always a barrel of laughs.
Thanks.
Many thanks. Much love.
This week's. It sounds like, you know, Max is getting a little bit cocky in the cinema, maybe thinking that's his home turf. Max, you got to remember and be respectful of other people when you're in the cinema. You should know that.
Exactly.
Yeah. You can't go in there thinking you're Billy Big Bollocks and just blabber over whatever film you're watching. If you've upset your date, God knows what you've done to other people there.
And I guess, obviously, you know.
He brought in his own.
You know, everything was falling apart, and then just a little bit of chance comedy kind of brings us back to it. Yeah,
that's what we need.
To be clear, they're still losing one of the segments.
Yeah. Well, you've got to remember that you're a role model, and how you conduct yourself when you're outside of the studio is important because people do people are looking to you. You know,
I remember after the Picket of the Garden incident. We had a HR meeting and we did tell you really got to hone in on your actions. And
we don't want any more reports of this weird behaviour out and about.
But guys, if you do see Max out and about, please report.
Hey boys, this is awkward because you're all friends with this guy. In fact, he's in the room with you right now. I thought it might be helpful for me to get past... if I get everything off my chest and get this person involved. So here it goes. Walking through the city with my mum, we spotted Max sitting on a bench on the high street. In his usual attire.
Yeah.
Black bin bag, no socks. At his feet, a soggy Primark bag, Yu-Gi-Oh card wrappings, and what seemed to be a pint of milk next to his naked bunions. He's holding a portable DVD player in front of his face, eyelashes touching the screen, headphones on, world out. He must be doing his homework for IMAX, actually. I wanted to go over, but I had to approach with caution. Because it seemed he was getting really into the film. I asked him, what film are you watching? He says, Madagascar 5, of course. The best film ever made, with the best animation and character development, of course. I looked over to the DVD player, but the screen is completely black with a horrible crack scarring from its corners. The headphones weren't even plugged in, for fuck's sake. We should have known that this was a mistake. We got talking about what he's been up to, expressing to him that I'm a big fan of the work he and the boys do. This continues for a couple of minutes, then suddenly the conversation drives to a halt. I notice he's staring at something behind me. I turn and notice a magpie. He mutters to himself, no, the bastard, no, not today. I looked at my mum and I could see fear in her eyes. I ask, is everything all right, Max? He looks me square in the eyes, his face glazed with sweat. He starts panicking. There must be another one. Where is it? Where is it? I don't know, Max. I'm trying to make light of what seems to be a deteriorating conversation. There must be another one, he bellows. He reaches into his outfit and pulls something small. He raises in the air a dead magpie. I've written to you for advice on how to get over this traumatic event. They say never meet your heroes, but I never thought in my wildest dreams this would be the reason. Thanks, boys. The podcast is 10 out of 10. That's from Katie in Wales.
Lovely. Cheers, Katie.
Cheers, Katie in Wales.
Yeah. I'll apologise first and foremost. Max is a representative of the STI community. Max, you've really got to address this, okay?
Yeah.
I love how passionate you are about movies, the fact that you'll go to this length to lie about you working on them.
The things that we do in our own time are personal.
Yeah.
Not when you're in public, though, Max.
And hopefully private. I have put a lot of stress on myself over these last few weeks, months, trying to review films that I think you guys would love. And there have been a few naysayers, mainly on this podcast.
Sounds like it's taking its toll, though.
That that have tried to shoot me down at every review I do. Oh, a review of Bug's Life. It's not fresh enough. It's not new enough. Yeah? And I've lived with that stress for the last, what, several months.
I enjoyed A Bug's Life. I was just saying that it wasn't fresh and new.
Naysaying.
Max. Yeah?
And you're telling me that won't make me crack.
Over the whole 4 months of lockdown, yeah, you've reviewed two movies, Bug's Life and Ocean's 8.
Do I look like a mathematician? No, I don't know what those numbers mean. All I care about
This
is...
man does not need a segment. He needs professional help.
And you need professional help.
Don't be an enabler.
The newest movies.
Don't be an enabler.
Thank you very much for putting it to the max there.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for getting in touch. It's been a strange one, you know. I wish we could go back to weeks of old where we just talk about Max going two zip on a dog, but unfortunately we can't. Instead, two good friends have become bitter enemies.
Rivals.
And I never wanted to see that happen.
Sounds like you did, though, when you did the whole...
I may have smirked as I said that, Tom, but that is, you know, not to
indicate... More, it's more... This is now bigger than just the two of us, so... maybe see you next week, I guess.
look forward to Ryan Locke and James Ormrod on the podcast.
As you can meet up as well.
Biropens. just if you two can't get along... I can't just kick one of you out. Here. That's not fair. But I can kick one of your segments off. You've got other segments to do. You've got to put it to the max. You've got...
I would die if I don't have this.
seems like you're going to die if you do have it, though.
Yeah.
Tom Kearney has his way.
Destructive path.
So, what are you up to this weekend? Heading to Dover with Tom? Is that still going on, or...?
Dover Cliffs.
I would like to.
Film a sketch.
Oh. Got a park bench with my name on it.
Yeah. But you will do after he kills you. Dover, yeah. shake my hand after that joke, come on. Anyway, thank you very much for watching the Stephen Tries podcast. I've been joined by David Rees.
Thank you.
Thomas Cooney.
Yep.
Max Smith.
See you later, guys.
And Joe McGrath. Put some trousers on, Joe. I hope you enjoyed this one. We'll see you next week with even more fun, hopefully, if it can be topped. Anyway, stay safe, stay humble, and ciao.
Shalom.